Good morning. I'd like to reconvene the meeting from the 7th to today's date of the 21st. Welcome to Bertie County Board of Commissioners work session. Mr. Balance, can you give us an invocation, pledge allegiance, please?
Yes, let's pray. Eternal Father, we come now to say, first of all, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to see another day that we've never seen. God, we thank you now for bringing us all together with one common goal, God, to make this life of the citizens of Bertie County better. God, we ask now that even though we have different mind, thoughts, and ideas, God, give us a way that we can all come together to agree to make this a better county to live in. God, we thank you for everyone present. Be in this place now, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Balance.
Yes, sir.
Mr. County Manager, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Chairman John Trent.
Present.
Vice Chairman Ronald Robertson.
Present.
Commissioner Corey Balance.
Present.
Commissioner Ronald Wesson.
Present.
Commissioner Michael White.
Present.
Attorney Lloyd Smith. Attorney Jonathan Huddleston.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Next thing on the agenda is going to be approved the assurance agreement under the Title VI Civil Rights Act of 1964. I'm sure everybody knows that and has read through it. Is there a motion, please?
I'll move.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Robinson, a second by Mr. Balance.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, special projects update by Ms. Robin Payne.
Good morning.
Start off with tall glass of water. We had our final grantors project review. It's required before you get your final reimbursement. DEQ, Water Resources Development Group, came out last week, met with Donna and Dick Klon and myself. Everything great, very excited. We walked all 2 miles of trails. They're gorgeous. Parks and Rec has been taking the leaf blower through the trails, and it's just really looks good out there. Anthony got the campfire rings installed, which a lot of work. They had to be sunk, 2 feet in the ground, and have a tiny bit more of cleanup work to do with the rocks, but they're looking good. We're getting ready to order some picnic tables and railroad ties, not wooden picnic tables, but the fiber, plastic fiber, Trex-like material put there. And then once an employee is hired, we can initiate that campground reservation system. So what's the status on getting the, because you all have,
We have interviewed and we're in the process of negotiating. I'm waiting to hear back from the candidate who was selected by the committee.
Oh, okay.
And he's supposed to get back with me today, so we'll see.
Okay. Flood resiliency. We're preparing the RFQ that needs to go out. This is for engineering services for the area above north of Hoggard's Mill. This is a grant that we received from BRIC, federal money through BRIC. Working with Mideast Commission, county had set aside $37,500 as the match requirement, but we need the engineering services and the hydrology report done to be able to get the implementation money in the next round. And then the hydrology study that will be performed will also inform on other activities for flood resilience. So look forward to get that started. So once we get that RFQ written up, Tracy or myself or both of us will get it to you all. Also, it's not my department, but it's really cool, is the 100 homes that could be raised. Mideast Commission received funding from FEMA to hire a person to work solely on raising homes that were part of the flood insurance program. And they said that Bertie County, in their review, there's there's like 100 residents that qualify for it. So Cameron Brady is the contact person at MIDIA. So Juan sent an email to MIDIA saying, yes, this is great. So Cameron will go ahead and reach out to all those citizens. It's up to them if they want to pursue that or not. But
yeah. That's a big win for Vertae County.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge win.
Do they have a list of the people that?
Yeah, but we can't see it until after they contact the individuals. Then the list will be made public.
Yeah, Robin, we need to be, word is not cautious, but the list that they're going to use is the FEMA list, right? Same list that we use for Rebuild NC, the same list that we're using for Carolina Rebuilders. So a lot of those folks have already activated a source of work, right? So that may impact them, like the Carolina Rebuild NC, those 72 homes, all of those were in the floodplain. So they're going to come off the list. And the list was only 140 some in the first place.
So see if Cameron's interface.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And he can get access to that list of Carolina Rebuild.
NC Rebuild.
Yeah, I'm sorry. NC Rebuild.
All right, I'll check on that. Tourism Development Authority status, Jonathan, you're going to need help on this. So the board passed the TDA, the resolution, but in order for tax department to start collecting the occupancy tax, am I right that we need to have the board formed?
Yeah, because you got to have the board formed that is going to handle it from there.
All right, so we have to advertise in the newspaper for these positions, right? Three from this category, two from that category.
Right.
But what we're also going to do is detail exactly what that group of people is going to need to do in the next 2 years, because it's not a stagnant position. I mean, this is the setting up of the TDA. There's a list of duties that need to be performed. So, we'll publish that too.
Right.
So we'll give that a month and then collect responses from people who are interested, and then you all will make the final selection. And then we form the board, and then we can institute the occupancy tax, right? Collection of.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So an estimated target time for Jody could be like January 1.
Okay. I hadn't thought through the how long it would take to get the board populated and running. So whatever that takes.
The Richmond. Richmond Investment Collaborative. This is from Richmond Federal Bank. They have a rural investment collaborative, and we made the cut. So that was great. We had two different interview processes, and then they kept filtering applicants. So I think that's great. It'll help absolutely with municipalities and getting downtowns revitalized, because the goal here is that we're broadening our scope for attracting funders who are not in our regular grant pool. So, private investment. All right, Destination Vertae, DBD planning, surprisingly, they're on schedule. I mean, they lost their entire office, in Boone. I mean, it was filled with mud, lost all the equipment, everything. But of course, everything is backed up digitally. So the ones who had internet access kept rolling with our plan. Master plan is expected to be done in December. We have received the final changes for Windsor, especially a little bit of changes for Indian Woods. Kelford had some changes, but now we have the large format graphics printed 2 feet by 3 feet, and we made 2 copies of each of those for the towns. We'll keep one set for the county, and the chamber went ahead and paid for all those couple copies. That's about $1,000. Okay, housing. I know housing isn't my deal, but and I can pass this along to Franklin and you all, but I was an instructor with ECU over the last 6 months, and my focus for them was travel and tourism, and asset planning and mapping. But also part of that, there's 20 counties that are come to be part of this ECU training and economic development. And the housing category is coming up this month. And Merrill Flood teaches that, and he's going to have some housing developers there working with these 20 different counties, municipalities too. So I'm going to go ahead and tag along and see what I can find out. So that's this week. But I'll pass that information along.
Robin, I'll make one point about the housing thing. But any of those, and Franklin needs to know this, I made this point to him, the deadline for filing applications for the 9% set aside is mid-January. That's a firm deadline. Plan, the completed plan must be set aside, meaning that you must have identified a property. You do not have to have purchased or owned that property, but it must have been identified in terms of you have a billable site.
Hasn't there been two properties identified already, according to Franklin?
Pardon me?
Hadn't there been two sites already identified by Franklin?
I don't know. I don't.
He has those five. John has those five that we originally had on there.
Right.
I don't think only one contractor, the one that I know of, has identified a site, actually two sites that they are interested in, and they are negotiating with the landowner. That's the only thing I can speak to.
Supposedly there's a second contractor also.
The one that Flood
identified. So there's a second contractor also.
So this 9% set aside, am I reminding?
Yeah, that the deadline is mid-January for submission of application and the $10,000 check.
Strategic plan. So, you know, along the way, we've been collecting a lot of face-to-face input, and then when I meet with municipalities, I collect input. So my next step is to post the objectives on the website and start getting feedback from folks. I'm not going to, or at least unless you want me to post the entire plan, but it's in its draft state still. But what you have on your desk and then what I emailed you this weekend breaks it down into the objectives, the five objectives.
When do you think you'll have the pictures to go along with it and all that kind of stuff that you want to put with it?
A couple weeks.
Okay, because you said you were kind of hesitant.
From a graphic standpoint,
I agree.
You know, it needs to to sing, but you know, we're focusing on content, and you know, we change it every few days when we work out on it. We're changing the layout, so we're not going to put the final graphics. I'd say 30 days for graphics,
right?
But in the meantime, I'd like to have more widespread input, questions. You know, did we miss something? But I think this breaks it down pretty easily. When you get to organizational excellence, you know, it spells it out, you know, and highlighted in yellow is what we're already working on. So throughout this next year, and again, like we did last year, we want to be ready for you all to make decisions for budget. Okay. So what's coming up in the next year, we need to know that way ahead of time. So we get our input now, get the strategic plan done, be ready to start looking at what kind of funding may be required, right? So more public input, get it completed, make some decisions about next year.
Well, do you want to go ahead and get it out there on the website this week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, without the graphics.
As long as you all are okay with that.
That's, I know you wanted to talk to all the commissioners about that. I was fine with it.
Yeah.
You guys fine with that?
Fine with it. He asked us to read it. I read every word of it, and do have some things I want to say about it.
Okay.
Whenever, you know,
okay.
Whenever you.
Yeah, we can sit down and.
Well, I'd like to say it on the record first,
right?
Okay. Because I think they're important, because I'm only going to be here as a commissioner for about another less than 2 months. So whenever, I mean, I wanted you to finish what you're doing first, and then I'll make my comments, if that's okay.
What I'm doing today?
No, yeah, concerning this.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. First of all, Robin, and commissioners, this is a great plan.
Yeah.
This thing can work. It just is up to us to make sure that we move on it, right? And the layout, and as you captured virtually everything that we had talked about. But when I read it, four things came to mind that I thought needed consideration, if you will, whether how they go in the plan, whatever. I'm just putting it out there because I won't be on this board to work on that. The first thing is I think that in terms of the administrative piece, that we need this board and the county administration, the county government, need some additional training around how we grow revenue and our financial status, fund balance building of the county treasury. And I say that after talking to Willie Mack and his ideas around what he's seen in other counties and how they build fund balance through a budgeting structure so that funds are there. Because the way we do it right now, it's a balanced budget. And if everything works out the way it should, we haven't improved one item. We're just there, right? You're just maintaining. It needs to be, and we've never gone through a process where we consider how we build financial capability, right? And that training needs to be, I think, for our administrative team, for commissioners as well, right? And that piece is not mentioned in terms of the administrative structure.
Is that under the, where are you putting that?
Gonna add it.
Gotcha. I'm saying, but like under the first one, the organization.
Yeah,
right.
I got
right.
you.
Right.
It needs to be right.
And then we would also, yes.
And then the second thing is something that Juan and talked about, and all of us have too. And I'm just calling it legacy staff development. And we talked about every department head making sure that they have someone internally that they're training and growing to fill their position. That person may not be the one who fills it, but cross-training and all those kinds of things need to be a part of our plan, and that we hold, department heads responsible for doing that, right?
As commissioners, we've talked about that for 8 years.
Absolutely. And
eight
we need it in the plan.
To take the positions.
We need that in the plan, right? The next thing I'm saying is that, I think we're underestimating the importance and the impact that the broadband expansion is going to have on the county. They were underestimating that in terms of the financial impact. We always talk about, well, if the legislature passes so that we don't have to put the dollars aside, that is now stuck in the legislature, and it may not happen, but the process is going right along. So we need to be ready in order to not only, whether it's the upcoming pieces in BEAD. And so my question was, who is really responsible for that? Who's the lead person on that, right? Mm-hmm. And, I think we're being saved a little bit because of the Mideast that's building a plan for the region. But we have not built a plan for this county yet. And other counties are way far ahead than we are. And
when
then
what are we getting the mapping and stuff from that Mideast is going to be putting together? Will you know that yet?
Yeah, we actually dodged a bullet. It was going to be our responsibility, but
mm-hmm.
Rural Center hired a firm
mm-hmm.
to do the first phase of it for us, and they've done it gratis for us. But now it's our duty to use what they've done to go the last mile.
Have we gotten any stats on that yet, though?
Yeah, we've got their whole work. I don't know if they got it. It's been completed. I don't know if they have it yet.
What's your question?
From the Mideast. Remember, I told you that the firm that did
the mapping
initial mapping piece for us.
Mm-hmm.
Have we gotten anything from them yet? Because I think in the last meeting we discussed that management needs to get with them and find out what's going on with.
No, I remember Franklin talking about that at the last meeting, but I'm not certain. We'll follow up with him, and he can provide an update.
Yeah, it's been completed. Uh-huh. It's just whether or not, I don't know if it's sitting somewhere, but Jamie Heath can get it to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can pull from that.
Yeah. that's just the first piece now, right? And what they're suggesting is working with whoever your provider is likely to be. So if it's going to be FIDE, right, and they have a lot of internal knowledge, you know, get them to help us, right, to do it. Because it's not the kind of expertise that any of us really have, quite frankly.
Yeah, so all I have and knew so far was choose carrier.
Right.
So. Okay.
Yeah, because the big piece was we thought that we may not have to have the matching funds. And that's stuck in the legislature. It's not going to come out anytime soon. So anyway, see what it works. The last piece is a piece that I thought was very interesting. The municipal liaison,
right,
which is, I think, is a critical position that we need that, because the work that Robin and Mike and all you guys did pulling this whole thing together, you know, your committee was kind of like that late. You did the, you know, but who's going to do it going forward? If that's going to be a position, maybe that position is someone who the municipalities put some skin in the game, the county put some skin in the game, so it's a real person job, a real person job. Because, Robin, it's not going to be you, so it's going to be.
That's been the bulk of my focus,
mm-hmm, right,
over the last months.
But to carry it forward, we're going to need that dedicated to someone, and I think the municipalities ought to share in it, just like the county ought to share in it, because it's critical.
County manager, y'all been thinking about that, haven't you? As far as who's going to carry this thing forward?
Yes, we have not determined exactly who will. I agree, Commissioner Weston. I think county as well as the municipality should share responsibility,
right,
in doing that, since we're talking about the person is a municipal liaison. So that's something that we can continue to talk about and come up with a plan, make sure it happens.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal in my eyes is that you're not doing it. There's a liaison, and then there's a capacity building effort. So I'm super focused now on the capacity building part, so that, you know, I'm filling some voids and helping get to a different level, and then they can take it.
And that part, the capacity
That's
part,
different.
Really fits with you, with the work you're doing, right? But who's going to implement and work with all of the players?
Yeah, this is
going to
go beyond this year, because there's a lot of, and of course every municipality is different. There's some strategic planning for each group. There's some utility work. There's some funds identification. Where do we go? Who do we go to for this kind of funding and that kind of funding? You know, are we ready to even get the funding? That's a big part of it. But I see some real steps going forward.
The right person in that, the right person in that liaison job would be worth their weight in gold.
Oh yeah.
You know, the right person to really make this things happen.
Well received.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have, Ron.
Right, so I am making one more pass with department heads to make sure, you know, like there's some more verbiage that can go into each,
okay,
you know.
All right.
Item, but thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you. County manager.
Yes, sir.
The sheriff and chief deputy is here for a closed session, but we also have Rec and David here, and they're going to give a presentation reference to basketball.
Okay.
You think we should change that schedule up a little bit, or?
Sure, it won't take too long for that.
They'll have to come back because we're going to close session. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Everybody give it up?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Just makes sense, that's all. Okay.
Morning.
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 So on your, in your folder, there's two pages. One of them is an aerial view of the recreation center. It's the parking lot is an area that I'm going to discuss in a minute. Second page is information or pictures from Washington, the city of Washington, who just recently redid all their basketball courts in their town. And this is the single one over on 15th Street in Washington, which means nothing to me. Somebody else took a picture. I don't know where it is, but the information I'm going to talk to you about real quickly is the Parks and Recreation Director. Don and I have been working on this since our last meeting, trying to get an idea as to what's going to work best for the county in terms of building this basketball court with the funds that we've got set aside. The first thing I wanted to talk to you about and propose as a change to what we first discussed is that first picture that you see. It has the aerial view. The wooded area is the area that we're planning on putting the basketball court. The reason why we had decided to do that is because there was discussion about putting lighting and such in there, and power runs to that parking lot, so it would be an easier place to run power. Also, there's already parking there, and if we were to build it anywhere else in this recreation center, there's no extra parking, you know, we have to add parking to it. And so that's why we had discussed it. Donna and I were talking last week, and I asked her how populated, how busy is that parking lot that we have right there? And, how much does it get filled up at all? She said very rarely does it even get used, much less being filled up. And so if I could propose, and Donna, nod your head if you agree with this, I'll let that say you differently, and I say something wrong. We'd like to propose moving it out of the woods and putting it in that back corner of that parking lot. The area is 90 by 120 square feet, and so the basketball court is about half that. And so that would give us parking. It would give us, it would cut the cost of having to cut trees and grade it and level it and everything else. And so that's the first suggestion we would like to make to your recommendation. If no one has any concerns or anything, that's what we'd like to move forward with doing that. Secondly, the issues, the biggest concern that, or biggest question that I've had and that we've had is to exactly what it is or you want to see as a final result of this basketball court. Concrete with your basketball goals, you want to see composite with lighting and fencing and all of that. Obviously, the expense goes up more as you decide what to do. So what Juan and I talked about last week is we discussed is breaking. This was the initial concept, initial thought process we wanted to go to you, was breaking it up into, let's get a quote for how much it would cost to put concrete down, concrete pad, and get it prepared for play, striping for the basketball court, and then add addendums to the RFP that said, okay, you told us what this cost is, what would it cost to do a composite? What would it do to add fencing to it? What would it do to add lighting to it? If we've got $58,000 in the budget, or we've got $58,000 set aside for this project, Donna and I have been trying to reach the we've been trying to reach her for about 2 weeks, and she sent me a blitzkrieg of emails this morning telling me the second page that you see is, like I said, the 15th street that they did. It's concrete, it's a concrete pad, and it was poured by a local contractor. The work that was done on there, she just sent me the RFP, but I've not had a chance to look at it. Sent it while we were talking to you, while we were waiting back there. The total cost for creating that basketball court that you see right there for the pad and the poles was $36,800. To do the striping, she hired another company to do that, which she sent me the RFP for that too. The striping and painting was done by company for roughly $7,000, $71,675. All of this was done in the FY23 fiscal year, so that's a year ago. So obviously prices will go up a little bit. But if we move the basketball court to the parking area and do a concrete court, I believe that we can fit it, we can at least get close to the amount of money funds that we have available. If there's a desire or an intent for us to do more than that, then my recommendation is to put the RFP out for the project similar to this one, and then ask for addendums to get additional cost, what it would cost to do that. And then once we get the RFPs in, we can make our decision based off of what the cost of that is going to be. So that's my recommendation.
Question. If we were to adapt something like that, and I'm just curious, I'm not sure how composite works, because I understand, based on prior statement by Commissioner West, that the citizens were promised certain instances being there. But could we do it in stages? So could we call that, just like our tall glass of water project, we got phases. Could we go ahead and get it in concrete? Chairman, do composite go over top of concrete?
Yeah, from the contractors that I've talked to, and the composite does go over the concrete base. You've got to have the concrete base. And plus, looking at this parking lot, I assume that's a rock parking lot, which is even better. That means we don't have to bring any subsurface in to turn around and have compaction issues, which causes the concrete to crack and things of that nature. So it's already got the compaction. The concrete could go in, and then the composite does go on top of that. I will say this. One of the numbers I got for the composite, okay, was around $35,000, $40,000, something of that nature, okay, right in that area, okay? They weren't exact, but that was close enough to give me something in my head, the people that I talked to, okay? And concrete, from the time that we put those numbers together to the time we've got now, has gone from $105 a yard to $194 a yard. So if it's going to get done, now that we're not going to have to grub, clear trees and all this other kind of stuff, put it in that parking lot, which means we don't have to have any subsurface. It's already compacted and ready to go. Pouring the concrete, lining it, doing that, we should be able to be pretty darn close as far as squeezing it in. If we come back and put the composite in a year later,
we could do that as a phase two, composite if you wanted to put lighting in. One of the things that we've talked about is that, you know, putting lighting up is not it's not really the best option right now, because we're going to close the gates when it gets dark, and so they won't have access to it until we get staffing there to stay or go in and later and change it. We don't have the staffing to do all that right now. So the lighting piece would be could be an addition to it. The composite, yes. I mean, I think we could do it that way if that's what y'all are.
Let me speak to that if I could, David. We went through all of this discussion previously when we talked about doing this in the first place. We got citizens' impact. We talked about what they wanted. It was clear what they wanted. They wanted a place that kids could come and play basketball. They wanted it lit so it could be done in the evenings. They wanted seating out there, bleacher seating. Something very simple, but seating. Because right now, if you just got open court, look, where are people going to sit? And sit in the car and stand up around the side of the court, what? And yes, they wanted a composite surface, because if you play ball a lot, you understand that playing on concrete ain't the best thing in the world, right? But wouldn't it make a lot more sense if we're going to bid this again, to bid it asking for the cost of each specific piece? So if you say, what's the cost of composite?
Well,
what's the cost? Let me finish. I heard segments. I'm saying bid it all at different now and ask for what the cost, and let the money determine what we can do, right? Not in state, not bidded in stages. I don't know, when I heard stages, I don't know what that meant.
What I said is put the RFP out. My recommendation is to put it out at the concrete slab, have addendums to that RFP that said how much would it cost to put it as a composite, how much would lighting cost, how much would bleachers and fencing cost, to have all that in there so we would know.
Great.
And then as I come back with the RFP presented to
perfect.
You, and
perfect.
You make the decision.
Yeah. Because, as we know, we have a certain amount of money set aside, right? But we also, that's correct, but we also, and I think we've asked Jody to look at the sale of those properties, and there should be additional funds in order to be able to, if this is one of the priorities we want to do, that's money that we haven't accounted for. We haven't agreed to spend that money anyplace. So that would be for consideration. That's the board's consideration. But okay, great. If I'm going to be talking about getting the cost of all of it, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's how I understood what he was explaining.
And David, if
that would definitely be an option to put the, if we did sell the property, to have that money set aside.
No, just find out what it costs.
This is how we're going to do it, because there's no guarantee as to when or how much or anything else for this property.
Well, you're right, because we've been talking about it for months, and it ain't moved. We've been talking about it for months, and it ain't moved yet.
How soon you think we can get this done, man? The RFP out? Because the deal is.
I got the RFPs from her this morning. Good for me to review them and to rewrite it, or, you know, sketch it out to how it's going to be comfortable. I think probably 2 weeks for me to get through all of that and get it ready to go, and then we can post it. We have to post it for at least 30 days. And so, I mean.
Okay. The reason I ask, because a friend of mine's Al Chester, that's worked at high school on that football field, track field. He mentioned to me that he never seen that posted last time. So this time, if you know, if you don't mind taking the time, just text me and I'll call him and make sure.
I'll be glad to do that, but I just want to state for the record that we posted our RFP in all the places that we normally would post it. We posted the state procurement website. We posted it on our email. Our website, we posted it on our Facebook page. I'm sorry that he didn't see it, heard that case, but you know, we've done everything we normally do for bids, and so if he didn't see that, then control that.
Right, I understand, but once you text me, I'll make sure he goes on the website and take a look at it, and one reason is because he's working here now. And most contractors working here now in the county will bid, and they will give you a better bid on the job than a person that has never worked in the county.
I'll let you know about that. I just want to let you know that, I mean, we did everything.
Okay, that's fine.
He's been on other projects before, and they've been done the same way, so.
Okay.
We'll make sure that you can reach out to him.
I'll reach out to him.
Well, one thing that's probably going to come back, I mean, you didn't get any bids last time you put it out.
We did not.
Okay, and you know, we got to look at that as possibility, because the job is a small job compared to a Chesham job, okay?
But Chesham's here working now.
I understand, but we're probably going to have to do it if we don't get a response. We're going to have to find someone that pours, finishes concrete, does this thing, and breaks it out.
This way, I think we might have a better option.
Yeah, and breaking it out.
Put a concrete slab down, and okay, how much do you buy?
Yeah, and we can use some of our local labor also.
Okay.
All right, so write the RFP up.
Aye.
Aye. Is there any other discussion? Motion to be adjourned.
So moved.
So moved.
We got a first and a second. Mr. Balance and Mr. Ron over there. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Adjourned.
Good.